Sail von Evil Nation. Eine Platte, von der jeder mindestens drei Tracks kennt, ist das Debütalbum von Evil Nation, Megalithic Symphony. Ist 2011 rausgekommen. Seitdem landen die Songs von Aaron Bruno immer wieder mal in den Charts. Und heute Abend könnt ihr Evil Nation im C-Club live sehen. Präsentiert von uns, von Flux FM. Wir haben lange auf ihn gewartet. Er hat schon mal im Komet-Club gespielt. Dann wurde er immer mal wieder angekündigt. Jetzt ist er endlich wieder da. Wir freuen uns sehr, dass er noch Zeit gefunden hat, hier bei uns vorbeizuschauen. Wir sprechen über die Arbeiten an der neuen Platte, die in Chart erfolgen der Songs und das Testen neuer Songs vor Publikum. Welcome, Aaron.
It's a
pleasure having you finally here. How are you?
I'm good.
How have your last days been? You are on a tour through Europe right now, half time. Everything fine?
Yeah, everything's going great. We've played around 5 shows now. Mm-hmm. So I think we're finally ready to play tonight.
you're ready for better now. Your debut came out in 2011, Megalithic Symphony, an enormous record with so many great songs on
Thank
it.
You.
They are in fact so great that they make a chart re-entry from time to time. How does it feel to see tracks like Sail, which we just listened to, make a re-entry in the UK, for example, earlier this year? Isn't it like, whoa, all right, how did this now come up again and again and again?
Well, it's great because I don't expect any of those things to happen. So when it does happen, it's just a nice little bonus, you know. Yeah. Not to mention, I've been working a lot on the new record. Mm-hmm. So when something happens to trigger some sort of effect for these old songs, which are new to some people still, it's a bonus and it makes me feel very confident and gives me a bit of relief from the stress of finishing the new record, so I could take my time even more.
Yeah, and it probably gives you the feeling that you did everything right with the first record as well. So that
you could always do better, though.
Yeah, of course, but it's really impressive. I was really impressed when I was checking the UK charts, and then I saw, oh my God, Sail is back on, and it's really, really nice. Now you're touring a lot. You said that you are working on new material already, but do you find any time on that? Are you a guy who writes this new stuff on the road, or are you taking your time and just going into a cabin in the woods and writing there? Or
I went into a barn for a little while.
Seriously,
in this ranch, and did a lot of writing there. But it was also a way to just get away from the city life and modern technology and a lot of human beings, and just be alone and with her and with one of my buddies, and do a lot of surfing and reflect back on the record and all the travels I've endured and the whole journey, kind of, and refresh myself and re-energize for the next record and for this tour we're on right now. So that was a great thing. But I write in all different ways. It comes to me wherever I may be at the time. You know, I may come up with a song idea on my way back downstairs to get to the car.
I've read that you're ready to drop new material within next year, probably, and that you're already testing new songs now during your tour.
True.
So how's the feedback so far? Are you happy with yourself, or are you still nervous and be like, I don't know, shall we play this song tonight here? Is Paris the right place to play it? Or?
Yeah, we love playing it, so it's really fun. It's a challenge, and we're getting better at it, so you know we want to play it as much as possible, but we tried playing it first one of the nights, and that didn't go over so well. It was like, wait a second, what is this, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's been a great time to play the song, and so I'm really looking forward to people hearing it, you know, the real version of it.
Yeah, nice. Now let's listen to another song of your debut album, Evil Nation, mit People.
Thank you for listening again. First time, or for the last time, we share this moment.
People von Evil Nation. Heute Abend könnt ihr Evil Nation im C-Club sehen. Tickets habe ich gleich auch noch für euch. Aaron Bruno, der hinter Evil Nation steckt, ist gerade bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über seine musikalischen Vorbilder und seine Abwesenheit auf Partys, die ihm dann auch einen, oder eben seinen Künstlernamen gegeben hat. Ja, Debutalbum is really, really intense to say it. You got on the one hand hard sounding tracks like Sail, and on the other hand, to me it's like, a party anthem nearly, people. Yeah, it's a good and a quite strong mixture, to say it. And I've read that your musical influences are, on the one hand, Nirvana or the song Grace by Jeff Buckley, which even made it as a tattoo on you. So in which way did all those artists influence you to start even with music?
More so than any specific artist, I'm mostly influenced by just all music and whatever I hear. Mm. At the time, even when I don't like something, that's a big influence on what not to do. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I said mentioned Nirvana and Jeff Buckley time, you know, but you know, those were definitely big ones for me growing up. But there's so much more than just that that's influenced me, from classical music to older country music to 80s pop, 80s to early 90s hip hop, early 90s hardcore music, the punk scene then. The 80s punk scene too, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, but I think you can totally hear this because every song just sounds different, and you can't just put Evil Nation into one basket with like, okay, this is like 80s pop or something. It's not possible because every track sounds so insanely different.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice
but wait
to,
till you hear
to
the
listen
new one,
to this. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Even weirder.
You know? I can't wait. Yeah. In recent interviews, it said that the name Evil Nation comes from absent without official leave because you've decided it's better to leave parties without saying goodbye to anyone. Now that you are like the center of attention when you hit the stage and you are right in the middle, there's even a spot on you, or you come to interviews. Isn't there sometimes a situation where you think, oh my God, I want to do an Evil right now, and please don't do this now?
I wouldn't know how to do it right now. I guess I would jump through the window into the water.
Yeah, I'd just walk out through the door.
I think more importantly than that definition, because I changed the definition I gave all the time. I think that it's music that you could listen to without having to explain yourself like we just talked about, there's so many different influences for me. So I think that anyone, you know, maybe someone who likes only metal could discover, you know, this record and like a couple songs on it, or someone who only listens to dance music and get into it or whatever. So I guess it's really, I try to create an imaginary world for people to find happiness in, I guess, you know, and express themselves through these songs.
So what's coming next? You are halfway or two or three Europe. How will you spend the weeks after touring, or what is coming up next? Do you have your time or your town table in mind?
Just finishing up the new record and doing a bunch of summer festivals in the States and some in Canada. And really everything's about the new record right now for me.
Great, I can't wait to listen to it. Wenn ihr heute Abend zu Evil Nation in den C-Club wollt, dann gibt es entweder noch Tickets an der Abendkasse oder aber ihr gewinnt jetzt einfach welche. Ruft jetzt an unter Berlin 2000 9000 und wir setzen euch heute Abend auf die Gästeliste von Evil Nation im C-Club. Aaron, was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, thanks for the support. Thanks for playing People. I think you guys are the only people who play People.
No, I can't imagine it. It's a really, really great and strong song. But now I have a special song for you. It's Jeff Buckley with Grace.
Thank you.